Christmas, one and all. Our question is going to continue until Christmas. What is it exactly you want from Christmas? Maybe you want Phil Robertson restored and put back on the payroll, for crying out loud, of A&E. But political correctness is running amok, would be my take. Free speech under attack would be my take. Maybe you think this is a firing offense. I don't know. We'll talk about that. Steve's already weighed in with his chuckle. I think he's on my side on this one.
A little bit.
Also, we have on the program today Gene Taylor, athletic director at NDSU. He'll be at the bottom of the hour talking about their new football coach and also the big playoff game tomorrow. And the 10 o'clock hour Game and Fish, chief of Wildlife Division, Randy Cryle, will be here. In the studio, take your calls. Deer season, ice fishing, whether or not it was timberwolves or coyotes that caused some loss of cattle not long ago. We'll get all those issues as well. And one little issue we have to clear up, speaking of cattle, Steve said that he was being barraged with text yesterday after the program.
People were making fun of you, Scott.
They were mocking me. Because. And what was the comment that allowed them to mock me?
Basically, you were trying to value cattle. And there's a lot of things that go into valuing a cow.
Tell you what I was doing is, I apologize if it became a little bit repetitive, but it's amazing when you talk to members of Congress how much googly gobbly, just, you know, acronym you don't hear anything. And so I kept saying, you know, sequestration, you know, all these different programs. Anyway, it came down to the livestock indemnity program, and I said, did you just explain the basics of that? Why do we call it indemnity? He said, well, it's basically insurance. Well, why don't we call it insurance then? And then the Senate and the Farm Bill is at 65%, and the House is at 75%. And I said, well, 65 or 75% what of your loss? Well, how do you value the cow then? Well, I was trying to have fun, because when you talk about 65 or 75% of a cow, you know, how do you value the front end of the cow versus the back end of the cow? You follow me, Steve? But anyway.
But people were, there's just a lot that goes into it. Type of cow, age of cow. Open,
exactly.
Not open.
And I am not an expert on how you value a cow, but I guess we've been invited to the stockyards.
I'm going to take you over to Kiss Livestock in Mandan, though, next time you're available.
Looking forward to it.
Take you over there on a Wednesday when they're doing sales.
All right, so let's get to it. Also, the other big story is obviously the Senate has passed that two-year budget plan, the Ryan Murray budget deal. Senator Hovind, Senator Heitkamp voted in favor of it. Obviously, Congressman Cramer did as well. Did they do the right thing? Would you have preferred a different vote for Christmas? We want to talk a little bit about that as well. So 800-228-0550 is our telephone number, 701-258-0550. For anybody that's missed it, I'll just briefly give you the rundown on what is causing the controversy over the Duck Dynasty star. First of all, Duck Dynasty on A&E is a juggernaut. And we've talked about it on this program before. It's huge. And we've asked why. Do you watch it and why? And folks really say, I guess what, Steve? It's real. It's fun.
Real. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. These guys obviously have
some good old boys. I mean, and old man Duck Dynasty, a lot of people don't know this, but he actually could have been a star in the NFL. He was ahead of Terry Bradshaw in college and quit playing football because he'd rather duck hunt. It doesn't get any more real than that for somebody that enjoys the outdoors.
So anyway, A&E, a big deal. And Duck Dynasty, a big deal. And A&E is suspending Phil Robertson after, here's the CNN way of spinning this, after he slammed gays in a magazine interview. And so they are extremely disappointed to have read Phil Robertson's comments in GQ, which are based on his own personal beliefs and not reflected in the series Duck Dynasty. His personal views no way reflect those of the network, blah, 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 blah. We've been strong supporters and champions of the LGBT community. The network has placed Phil under hiatus from filming indefinitely, okay? Now, here's what caused this. He didn't say it on the show. He was in an interview with GQ, and he said that homosexuality is a sin, which the Bible will tell you as well, along with adultery and lots of other things, which people forget. And he said their editorial comment was that he puts it in the same category as bestiality and promiscuity. His quote is, "It seems to me like a female body part would be more desirable than a man's body part." That's just me. I'm just thinking that's, you know, she's got more to offer. I mean, come on, dudes. You know what I'm saying. But it's sin. It's not logical, my man. It's just not logical. and went on to say, after he was asked in his mind what is sinful, he said, start with homosexual behavior and just morph out from there. Bestiality, sleeping around with this woman and that woman, and women and those men. So, you know, he's really just speaking from a biblical perspective about what he believes. Should he be fired for that, Steve?
Well, Scott, let's put that in context a little bit more, too, from that biblical perspective. He's a minister. He's a preacher, as well as everything else. So he does have a little bit deeper faith-based rooted perspective. And you know what? I have no problem with anything he said. Do I agree with everything he said? No. But do I fault him for being able to say? No. Now, where social media blew up on this was, and I've read so many instances of people coming out saying, oh, well, you know, he's representing A&E Network, blah, blah, blah. No. A&E Network decided to film a reality show. It doesn't get any more real than somebody's conviction. They are his convictions. He didn't even voice those on the show. I might have given A&E Network a little bit of latitude if he would have said those comments on the show.
They would have known that in advance, too, obviously,
yeah,
because it would have been edited. I agree with you.
I think personal interviews in a different source on a different venue that had nothing to do with the show.
Now, listen, if I were homosexual, I might read that and think, well, that's not very nice. And so you can, but again, it's his opinion. My perspective, you love everybody, but you point out when you believe behavior is wrong. And I think, quite honestly, gay marriage opponents, for instance, spend more time focusing on saying that's wrong and not putting it with other things that are wrong. And I actually
think... He didn't say he hated gays. He didn't say he hated anybody else. He just said that's not his preference.
Yeah. And anyway, what do you think? Tell us. Brad, Grand Forks, you want to weigh on this? 800-228-0550. What do you think?
There's a lot of things going on here. There's several different issues. First of all, you know, free speech, of course, is paramount. He has the right to say whatever he wants. But the other thing is that this, in my mind, is a perfect example of why we as listeners need to support stations like AM 1100 and KFYR and KTGO and all these, because that is a typical liberal approach. If they disagree with you and they don't have a rational argument to debate you, they simply shut you up, and that's exactly what they're trying to do with Bill Robertson. We don't like what he has to say, so instead of allowing him to exercise his free speech, we're going to shut him up and keep him from talking. And it's ludicrous, first of all, that they would fire him over something like this or suspend him or whatever. But the other side of that is that the bottom line is he's right. It's not logical. The idea of the liberals love, evolution and all of this, survival of the fittest and all that kind of stuff, and using logic and using science and all that kind of stuff and Darwin's theory of evolution, according to him, there shouldn't be any more homosexuals left, because if it's a genetic thing and it's a matter of that's how they're built, that gene would have died out thousands of years ago because they simply can't reproduce. I mean, it's the insanity behind this LGBT thing is it's gotten so out of control. You've got less than 1% of the population controlling the entire argument, and you're going to end up, and I hope that A&E is going to face some serious backlash from this, and people are going to, and I would say let's mobilize the Freedom Clubs to start writing letters and emails to A&E and say you're wrong here, you're in the wrong. People love Phil Robertson. They have fallen in love with the Duck Dynasty, and man, I hope that they come out in force to support him and really do it upright. It's just so out of control. It's infuriating that they would treat somebody like Phil Robertson, who's made them millions. He has made them millions. And one statement, like you said, Steve, in a venue that's not even any way remotely connected to the show, they want to get rid of him. It's a stupid business decision on top of it all.
Appreciate the call, Brad. Lucas in Aberdeen, got about a half a minute for you. What's on your mind?
Hey, just wanted to talk quickly about A&G. You know, the same way Phil Robertson has the right to keep his mind, they have the right to fire him or suspend him, whatever they've done. But I just got thinking, I can say what I want, but if I say it to my employer or my employer is offended, well, then he can certainly shut me down any way he likes.
You certainly do. Well, what you say reflects on your employer. Absolutely. I always think that about folks that post things on social media, Facebook and Twitter, and think if you don't think that ultimately reflects on where you work and the people you associate with, boy, it does. So I take your point there. The question is it a reason to indefinitely suspend him, Lucas?
You know, that's tough. You know, it really is. And to me, it just comes back to the station, to A&E.
And by the way, this show is a juggernaut. Steve, I think you have every episode times 10. And look at all the merchandise out there now. So more on this coming up. What's on your mind with Steve Bach? And I'm Scott Hillen. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Here it is, the final week before Christmas. Have you found that perfect gift? Max can help. The Christmas sale is in progress now. Find an SK 7-piece screwdriver set or a 2-piece locking plier set for only $19.99. Buy a Max gift card for $100, we'll give you a $20 gift card free. Celebrate the savings at Max Christmas Sale. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hennin, and you can leave an off-air call at 855-200-1776. Just press 1. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk with North Dakota State University Athletic Director Gene Taylor on their new football coach and Friday's playoff game, a little Friday action. Coming up this weekend, also coming up at 10:06, we're going to talk with North Dakota Game and Fish Chief of Wildlife Division, Randy Kreil. He'll be joining us as well. This hour, though, what do you think? Duck Dynasty. Exactly. Do you want Phil Robertson? Do you want Phil back?
Bring him back.
And by the way, an indefinite suspension of Phil Robertson, the star, does that mean Duck Dynasty's going off A&E? One of our Facebook folks said, hey, they've been looking for a reason. For any excuse to do this, I hope they take the show to a different network. So I would assume the others aren't going to continue without him. I don't know, but anyway, we're just learning about all this. What do you think? And let's check in on Tom in Jamestown. Tom, do you want Duck Dynasty as is, continuing with Phil forever? Is that your Christmas wish?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's a great show. I think it's important to remember the homosexual lobby is extremely well funded, and their threat that works its way from national all the way down to local radio is that if you cross the line with us, we will boycott you. We will do what we can to destroy your business. You had talked earlier about you love the sinner and you hate the sin. People should rest assured, the homosexual lobby, these hardcore homosexual groups, hate Christians with an absolute passion. They hate Christian people. They hate what we believe in. They hate the Bible because it is so counter to what they believe in their lifestyle. So it is truly a battle against evil. I credit Phil Robertson, the whole family. It could easily be that they don't think like a lot of people do. They think like people used to think, and they could just bail out. They could say, if Phil's not on the show, go try to make $100 million someplace else. A&E, they could easily do that. They could make that announcement any day now. Be interesting. See what happens.
I could see him being picked up by an HBO or Showtime, one of those networks that has a little bit more irreverence.
Yeah, for sure. Nanoseconds.
Oh, hundreds of millions of dollars. The merchandising alone. Thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Fred in Wing. Fred, what's on your mind today?
Yes, this Duck Dynasty thing. Boy, I'm sure glad I got my grandson a Duck Dynasty t-shirt, because that could be the last one we get. They're all over Walmart, all over all the different stores.
They're everywhere.
It's quite a phenomenon, but, we've been pushed in a lot of the churches today that with this new Obamacare, there's things in that that says that you have to hire a homosexual even if they believe contrary to you. So now they don't want anybody to ever be fired for being a homosexual. But then they're the first ones to jump on the bandwagon and fire this guy because he's got an opinion that is Bible-based and based on something that's above human opinion. I mean, what's an opinion worth? If an opinion is a lie, it's not an opinion, it's just a lie. And so these people have their opinion, and we got our opinion. And what is the opinion is not worth anything if it isn't true. And so that it's completely.
Yeah, I would like to see the ACLU. I would love to see the ACLU, who always jumps on the First Amendment bandwagon, come to the aid of Phil Robertson. You think that'll happen?
That'd be great. Well, I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, but do you think it'll happen?
They have an agenda. That's not part of the ACLU's agenda. I mean, ACLU.
Aren't they supposed to be the proponents of free speech?
Yeah, good one. Well, you guys hold your breath on that one. Fred?
Well, all I'm saying is it's hypocritical on the part of any homosexual group when they're trying to make sure that they don't get fired for their homosexual tendencies in any religious group that goes against them. I mean, there's plenty of examples of that. And then to turn around and try to get this guy fired, that is just completely and totally hypocritical, and they should be slapped or at least ashamed of themselves.
Appreciate the call. Thank you. Yes, Kevin Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Well, I'm the same subject as anybody else. And here's the thing. This is bigger than just this one instance. You know, anybody that was intellectually honest with themselves, you know, back when everybody, when states started pushing for gay marriage and then legalizing it, you know, most of us said to ourselves, where is this going to stop? Like, it's just in Utah here, Judge overruled their polygamy laws and made that unconstitutional. And here's a story in the paper not long ago, but there's a gay couple that are married, men, and on his deathbed, one of them's going to be allowed to marry a woman. Okay, so they're the same question. Where is this going to stop? Once, and you know what? And there again, in 2 Corinthians, it's not only quotes what Phil said in chapter 7, it's, you know what? To those that are perishing, the Bible is a fool's book. You know, to those of us that believe in it, well, we believe it, okay? So, yeah, I believe, and looking at it that way, I think this is just Satan's at work here. You know, and everybody that voices a different opinion, like previous callers have said, look how we're beaten down. You know, how do you? You're a racist. You're a homophobe. You name it. I just think this is bigger than just Phil Robertson.
Is it a Chick-fil-A moment, Kevin? Is it a time to just stand up for what you believe?
Well, I was looking at a comment page this morning, and bless his heart, somebody listed the number for A&E. I got it. I'm going to call. Do you want the phone number?
Sure.
Absolutely.
It's 212-210-1400.
All right, one more time.
212-210-1400 for A&E.
Right.
212-210-1400 for A&E. Have you called it yet?
No, and there again, maybe you want to have someone quick get on there. I'm thinking of that as I gave it to you.
Yeah,
can't confirm that to be 100% because I haven't called.
We'll have somebody check that.
I got to listen to you guys.
We'll have somebody check that during the break. Thanks for the phone call.
Calling in.
Yeah, we'll check on that. Thanks for the phone call, Kevin. Alan, quickly, what's on your mind today?
Yes, I just had a little bit different take on it. Our family is really Duck Dynasty fans, and I would support Phil in whatever he wants to say, his freedom of speech. But I think that if we as Christians could focus on getting along with each other and then realize that if we stand up for Jesus Christ as our Savior, we're going to win in the end. And as far as this marriage thing, I personally don't care if they want to marry their saddle horse or their dog. It doesn't matter to me, but the government should be out of the marriage business anyway. The marriages should be in churches. If you are Christian or any other religion, you should be able to get married in your church. And if you're not, you should be able to go before the judge or whomever, and then get your marriage recorded at the courthouse.
All right, Alan. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Got to go. We're up against the break. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hey, truckers, if you're traveling in the Bakken, take time to visit the all-new $3.5 million truck wash in Stanley, North Dakota. It's now called the North Dakota Truck Wash. The new manager, Megan's on the phone. And, Megan, folks are raving about your VIP service. Tell us about it.
Sure. We offer a wide variety of services here. We've got free Wi-Fi, television while you wait, showers, hot coffee, donuts, snacks. Come on in and relax while you're waiting for your wash.
And, you know, most truck washes specialize in highway trucks, but Bakken trucks are not highway trucks. Tell us the difference.
That's right. Here in the Bakken, the mud is just, it gets caked on there, it gets baked on. We've got ice on top of the mud. We have a demudding system that sprays on 50 gallons per minute, and we just blast that mud right off. And we've got the chemistry figured out now. We've got the correct chemicals to blast that mud away.
It's a new state-of-the-art facility using the newest equipment and the best chemistry to cut through the Bakken ice and mud. Look for the signs off Highway 8 or just south of the Senex and Stanley off Highway 2, the all-new North Dakota Truck Wash.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
With Steve Bockett, I'm Scott Hillen. What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program in the great state of North Dakota, booming from 550 K-Fire, the voice of the Northern Plains, along with KCJB in Minot at 910 on your dial, KLTC 1460 in Dickinson, KTGO radio, so a lot of KTGO listeners up in beautiful Tioga, North Dakota on Monday night and Tuesday at Nested Consulting. Great fun out there. I'm actually broadcasting from the Twin Cities today down in Minneapolis, St. Paul for a here this afternoon for a Bakken event. Looking forward to that. The Bakken is booming even in Minnesota. And, of course, also our affiliate covering western Minnesota and eastern North Dakota, AM 1100, the flag. All right, one quick call before we get to Gene Taylor, athletic director at NDSU, on a brand-new coach as well as a big game on Friday. Wayne and Bismarck, what's your take on the story of the day?
Yes, I'm going to take it one step further. First off, I'm going to take A&E off my channel list, and then I'm going to call Dish and talk to them and say, you know, just take them off their list, too.
There you go. The number, by the way, 212-210-1400. It has been confirmed by that previous caller that he did call him.
I tried calling that during the break, though, and it was that fast, busy signal, like the lines were overloaded.
Big surprise.
So I'm guessing they're a little swamped.
Thanks, Wayne. We appreciate you.
Do we have Gene Taylor now?
We do, sir.
Oh, very good. Joining us on the program now, Gene Taylor, NDSU Athletic Director. Gene, welcome back to the program.
Good to be back. How are you guys?
Very good, Gene.
You're ready for Christmas?
Big news this week.
Yeah, first of all, I'm not ready for Christmas. Hopefully I'll have some time after tomorrow night's game. We're excited about the game Friday, and I'm excited about Chris Kleiman being our next head football coach.
And, by the way, is this just another day's job for the athletic director? We talked to you after this happened and right before the process and everything that was going on. And, you know, I would imagine you didn't expect that in the middle of a third championship run and a busy holiday season and anything else, but just – that's what you get paid the big bucks for?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, obviously, you know, with Craig's announcement, I guess a week ago, you know, I knew I needed to move quickly one way or the other, whether it was to name somebody or to let people know I was going to do a search externally. And, you know, felt pretty good about Chris, his abilities, just watching him coach. And then when we finally had a chance to sit down Saturday night for several hours after the game, really realized that the guy was ready to be our next head football coach and was pleased to be able to make the announcement on Sunday.
I'm guessing a new head football coach was the first thing on your Christmas list for this year. You probably got that filled up now. So give us a little rundown of the background. What was Coach Bull involved in this process at all, or was this completely through your department?
No, pretty much, you know, Craig and I have been talking about, you know, guys that we thought internally or externally could do the job. And, you know, once he made his announcement, he didn't have any involvement. That was really me visiting with Chris and spending some time with him. But I've been watching Chris the last couple of years since he's been on our staff. And, you know, made a difficult decision to leave his alma mater and a rival school to come here and coach under with Coach Bowler, Scotty Hazleton, who was our defensive coordinator at the time. And then, you know, when he rolled into Scotty's role after he left, he really just picked up where everything left off. I've watched his relationship with all the coaches and how he treats the players during practices and during games, his adjustments during games, and really been impressed with his coaching abilities and his interpersonal relationships. And then from that point, it was just him being able to convince me that he was, one, willing, and two, ready to be our next head football coach. And he was able to do that in our conversation Saturday night after the game.
And by the way, is he head coach Friday, or is this next year and he remains in his same role? How are you handling the fact you got two head coaches right now?
Yeah, you know, Chris has been great about that, and so has Craig in terms of understanding that process. You know, I told Chris, Chris told me, he said, Gene, I know you're going to do this announcement. I want one day of kind of being the head coach in terms of the press stuff, which was Sunday. And after that, I want to be back and be a defensive coordinator, which is what my role is right now. This is about the 2013 team. Coach Bull is the head coach. I'm the coordinator. And after our season is complete, hopefully in a few weeks, then Coach will move on to Wyoming and I'll step in as the head coach. But he is back being the coordinator. Craig is the head coach, and that hasn't changed. And it so far seems to be working pretty well.
Now, how does this work when obviously Craig is familiar with the current assistant coaches and has at one point said, hey, they're coming with me. You told us, well, obviously any head coach would want to take his assistant, so we expect him to have that conversation. We'll decide who the head coach is and then go from there. I mean, is there a battle for the other assistants now between Wyoming and retaining them here at NDSU?
No, I think, you know, Chris had an understanding of who Craig wanted to take with, and I think they both had a chance to visit with, you know, whoever they wanted to stay in. And then it's up to those individuals to make the decision whether they're going to stay here with Chris and or go with Craig to Wyoming. And, you know, in this business, it's all those are always hard decisions to make personally. And some of them have decided probably to move on with Craig to Wyoming, and maybe a few of them have decided to stay with Chris. And that'll probably become more clear after this game, just because, you know, there'll be some people that are, you know, going to need to make some commitments to Wyoming. But even if they make commitments to Wyoming, if we're fortunate enough to win on Friday night, those guys will still be coaching the championship game, and that'll be fine. I think the best thing is everybody knows who's doing what now, at least internally over there. They know who's going with Craig. The other coaches know who they're staying with Chris, and they're working through that. And, you know, sometimes it's not the most comfortable thing, but ultimately I think they are professionals and they figure out the most important thing to focus on right now is this football team and getting a win Friday and hopefully moving on to Texas.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We're talking with NDSU Athletic Director Gene Taylor on their new hire as of head football coach with the departure of Craig Bull to Wyoming, Chris Kleiman taking over the reins after this run. From an internal perspective, you know, what is your sense? This is a lot to throw at a team during a championship run, a team that was lining up to get a third national championship in a row. Do you get the sense that the players, knowing that their coach is leaving, maybe playing a little bit harder? Or what's the sense around the locker room, the sense around the team as far as trying to get this done for a coach that they love?
You know, I think that was clearly indicated last weekend with their performance against Coastal Carolina. You know, that was the week after they heard that Craig was leaving. That was probably the most challenging week in terms of emotions and you know, just how they felt, you know, both kind of torn emotions. They're sad that he was leaving, but yet they're happy for him. But, you know, so I think the way they came out last week in terms of their focus, they're going to need that same focus this week, you know, even though that they know now know who their next head coach for the returning players are going to be. The seniors on this team still have one couple of goals left in mind. One is to get to the championship game, and two is to win it. And they've got to figure out how to get focused for this weekend. I don't see it being a distraction. So far, I think the practices have been good this week. And as I think Brock Jensen said last week in the press conference, the world would have to come to an end to have us lose our focus. And what I've seen so far in practice, it's been a pretty good week.
Let's talk about Friday and also coming off of an ESPN game, as you said, an extraordinary performance last weekend. And now a Friday night game. So a quick turnaround. What are you expecting this weekend?
Well, this team's a very good team. They're well coached. They don't make a lot of mistakes. Their offense is, they do some trick plays, you know, a lot of moving parts. Their defense is pretty solid, probably a little better than the Coastal Carolina defense that we faced last week. But they're a very battle-tested team. They've been on the road for two of their, I think, three playoff wins. They're on a hot streak. I think they've won, I don't know, six or seven games in a row. Their coach is a veteran coach, so they're not going to come in here intimidated. They don't make a lot of mistakes, although they're special teams. They've had a few mishaps on their special teams, but good, solid quarterback. He's much like Brock Jensen, just finds a way to win games, which he's done throughout the playoffs. So this team is not going to be intimidated. Our crowd is going to have a big impact, and they're going to come in here, you know, with a lot of confidence because they've beaten two ranked teams during the playoffs, and I think they can. They feel they can come in here and do the same against us, and so it'll be a battle. When I talked to the players, I said compare them to teams you've played, and many of them refer to Wofford, which we know we barely got out with a win last year after a 14-7 win over Wofford last year.
You know, last week we were on ESPN, the big network, at 11 o'clock with the Bison game. As far as coverage on Friday night, where's the game going to be held? Where can people watch the game? Of course, I'm assuming we're going to be sold out again, probably the hottest ticket in the entire state of North Dakota. So where can people watch the game?
ESPN2 will be carrying the game on Friday night. So another national broadcast that anybody will be able to get if they can't get a ticket to the game. So another opportunity for national exposure for not only our football program, but in the North Dakota State Athletic Program and the university as well.
And how do you get a ticket to the game? You're begging, borrowing, and exchanging Christmas present favors, or you got any?
Well, I think there'll be one more opportunity on Friday. Any returns from the visiting team will go on sale tomorrow morning. Any unused players' tickets will go on sale, and then from that point, it'll be probably standing room or remaining general admission. So there will be some tickets available probably starting tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock.
Only have about a minute left, Gene, but I did want to ask you about in the middle of all of this and the championship run for the football team, you had quite another feather in the cap for the basketball team picking off the Irish in that game. Where does that one rank for the basketball wins for NDSU basketball, would you say?
Oh, it's got to rank right up there with the win over Wisconsin or Marquette that they had a couple years ago. This team is a great senior-led team, just like our football team. And to go on the road, beating a good ACC team, perennial NCAA tournament team like Notre Dame on the road. If you notice, Notre Dame follows up with a win over to Indiana. So they're playing really well. This is a team that people need to come out and watch because I think they're going to make some great strides just like our football program has.
Great chatting with you today, and good luck tomorrow.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Good to talk to you.
Brand new coach after the year at NDSU. And, of course, another big one, ESPN2 National Broadcast. It's prompting Steve to wear green and gold. I can't even believe that. It's quite the outfit you have on today.
Hey now. I don't root against the Bison. And I'll root for him for a national championship. But
all right, we got some folks. We have some folks that want to weigh in on the budget. We have actually the reasoning, the statements of both Senator Hovind and Senator Heitkamp on the budget deal. It's got a few folks up. So I have to say, my sense is, while people are disappointed in a sort of kick the can down the road kind of continuation that this isn't widespread meltdown mode for anything other than the most just harsh of, hey, we just got to damn the torpedoes here. But what do you think of the budget deal? What do you think of the vote? Talk about that plus more on Duck Dynasty. Lots of comments on that to share as we continue. And your calls at 800-228-0550 as we continue.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you to incorporate soy foods into your holiday meals this season. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent way to keep your family energized and satisfied. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, you will definitely find a soy food option that is healthy and delicious. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hennen. This is What's on Your Mind. What's on my mind right now? Springtime, summertime, and we get a little snow around the region, but I'm thinking summer and spring, and that means Apache sprayers for a lot of folks out there doing a little farming. Here's what one owner said about Apache sprayers. We didn't look anywhere else because we had our Apache for 9 seasons. We had so few breakdowns, it was just very impressive. I was surprised with the resale value on it. It was almost as much as we paid for it new. It's a win-win for me. It's going to cost me less to buy, and it's going to cost me less to own. What more can you ask for? It doesn't matter what piece of equipment you're buying. Those are the two things you want, the lowest cost and the best return on your investment. I know it's giving me both. You hear that from a lot of folks who own Apache sprayers. Apache sprayers offer power-to-the-ground technology, maximum efficiency, power with fuel savings, and simplicity. The Apache sprayers, the only sprayer with a 5-year standard warranty. See them at High Plains Apache in Frontier and Mandan, North Dakota.
We'll continue at 800-228-0550 on the question of the day. What do you want for Christmas? You want Phil Robertson back on the Duck Dynasty? Is this enough of a, I guess, politically correct sort of crazy thing to do that you're done with Duck Dynasty, or you want to see him go somewhere else? And also the budget deal. What do you think of the budget deal? 800-228-0550 is our telephone number. 701-258-0550. And Tim, speaking of the budget deal, wants to chat about our conversation with Congressman Kevin Cramer yesterday on the program. Go ahead, Tim.
Well, I wanted to mention the effort being made by the big packing companies to eliminate the cool regulation, the country of origin labeling for the meat products in the United States and also other products. This is an effort by the large packing companies in the United States to bring more foreign meat products into this country. And we see China purchasing the biggest hog packing facilities out in the eastern states. And this is a very serious thing. And they're trying to attach this to the Farm Bill. And if American people really need to pay attention to this, because we're just a short distance away from you know, having this foreign meat coming into this country, and I don't think the American people realize just how serious that could be, and the effects on the health of the American people from you know, polluted foreign meat coming into this country.
And did that come up yesterday? I forget. Tim, was that something you're
I wanted to get in touch with Congressman Cramer and ask him how he was, you know, how he felt about this. But there's a strong effort. Farm Bureau organization is for getting rid of this. I don't understand why. They're supposed to be representing the American farmer, and you know, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, another organization that's supposed to be for the American cattle producers, therefore getting rid of these regulations, these country origin labeling regulations. People need to be very aware of this.
Tim, we'll get the experts on. We'll talk to the Farm Bureau. We'll get them on and ask them. We'll ask the cattle producers as well what their take on this also. So, Tim, thanks for weighing in. Let's go to John in Bismarck. What's on your mind today?
Congressman Cramer yesterday. First of all, I want to say I agree with you guys 80% of the time. I've been probably not much lately, but Mr. Cramer, either he didn't read the bill, so he's unaware, or I'm not going to be PC here. He lied yesterday, flat out lied. It does affect disabled veterans. If you are disabled and on a pension, you still get the 1% cut. And I've said this 10 times, I've left messages saying this. If you're an E5 and you're 40 years old, you got 20 years in, it's going to cost you $83,000. That's not chump change. If you're a 7, it's costing you $123,000. And as much as you guys support veterans, I know you do. Why are you not
on language
this?
Is different. The language is different between the Senate and the House, and that has not been reclamated yet. So what Congressman supported does not change the language.
Now, again, we asked him all these questions. He agrees it jams veterans, thinks they ought to be fixed. It is jamming veterans not as bad as they would have been jammed if nothing had been done. So the problem pre-exists this deal. That's where I think you're missing it.
Sequester hosed veterans.
Right. So, and again, which is you know, a product of the administration and the dysfunction of Washington, D.C. We're jammed with calls. So we got to keep going here. Henry Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, guys, how you doing? Just calling on the Duck Dynasty. I didn't read the GQ article, but, you know, I think a guy should be able to express his opinions. Like I said, I didn't read the article, but, you know, if he doesn't believe in it, he doesn't believe in it.
Not a firing offense.
His right to say it. First Amendment.
Yeah, I mean, it's his opinion, and he's a celebrity, and, you know, what's worth.
Appreciate the call very much. Let's try and get Fred Newberg in. Maybe give us a half a minute quickie on your comment before the top of the hour here. Fred is gone. All right, Fred. Fred's gone. Scott's gone. Steve's gone in about 20 seconds here as we head to the break. We do want to look forward to a conversation about a number of issues. Ice fishing. Have you done any ice fishing yet this year, Steve?
No, I'm not a big ice fisherman. I usually don't get out on the ice too much. I like being in a warm boat.
Deer season. Anything on your mind? Always great fun to talk with Randy Crowell, Wildlife Division, Game and Fish. That coming up. And, of course, more of your comments on the budget, on Duck Dynasty, as we continue on What's on Your Mind.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Have you got stink? Terrible odor problem? Help is here from a North Dakota company that gets rid of odors guaranteed. StopSmellNow.com. They've got a provisional patent on odor cure. It's odor medicine is what it is. And cigarette and smoke odors are gone. Mold and mildew odor gone. Mouse odor, patent cat urine smells, hockey equipment, even rotting meat in a fridge or freezer, that awful odor gone. In fact, they're so confident in the product, they offer an odor-free guarantee, which means if the odor is not removed, they give you your money back, guaranteed, no questions asked. It's winter, it's getting cold outside, so they want to help you get your auto, home, farm machinery decontaminated today so you don't have to breathe in those toxic odors all winter long. And listen to this. Call now. For the first 50 people that call today, they'll give you free shipping and take $5 off each product. Go to StopSmellNow.com or call 855-800-ODOR. 855-800-ODOR. Or go online to StopSmellNow.com and get that great deal for the first 50 people that call now.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift, or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.